Welcome back to another Witchy Rundown. I'm Zeke.
And I'm James.
And we are your hosts for this week. First up, we have Mitchell and Kelly with their weekly sports review.
So dumb. This week on Mitchell and Kelly's weekly sports review, we'll be covering the most recent sporting events happening around us.
First off, we'll talk about a fair few people's favourite event, the NCAA Triathlon, which he had several kids in, and we even had an individual win by Priya Coatsworth. That's a great effort by Priya, and the whole school is so proud of her achievement.
Our next guest is Priya.
So Priya, what do you think your main highlight was from the day, apart from your massive win?
The win was great, but I think for me it was everyone cheering me on along the way, and we had the little kinder kids along their gates cheering me on my last bike leg, so that was really good, and I thought that was really great. So,
was it as hard as you thought it'd be, and what helped you to push through it?
I honestly thought it wasn't as hard as last year, but still hard. The swim was definitely very challenging, so that was hard, but pushing through it was all the support from everyone else along the way, and just had that determination, been training for it, so.
Overall, how was the day over at Bort?
It was really great. The support was amazing, and everyone doing it was very proud of everyone, and just everyone that gave it a go was great, and the win was amazing, so.
Thanks, Priya, and great effort last Thursday. At LMR Swimming on Tuesday, we had a third place win by Libby, Demi, Matilda and Paige in the freestyle relay, and everyone that went gave it their best efforts and did an unreal job.
Long weekend was a long weekend indeed for the people in Wichee, with the weather peaking at 40 degrees. The annual tennis tournament went off with a bang on Sunday, with Wichee coming home with two winners and two runners-up just for that day, with more on the following days. Overall, it was a great weekend with over 150 people, and I'm sure they'll all be back next year.
Thanks for listening this week on Mitchell and Kelly's weekly sports review, and don't forget to listen in next week to hear the most recent sport happening around us.
Thanks, Mitchell and Kelly.
Next, we have Saeed's and Harry's music review from last week.
Welcome to the music section with Saeed and Harry. Today we will be reviewing the album Astroworld.
My favourite song on that is Sicko Mode, definitely his best song on the album.
That is one of his best songs, and it has over 3.8 billion streams.
It has an incredible beat drop. The rap goes perfectly and it's exciting.
I agree, but my favourite song in the album is Butterfly Effect, which only comes in at around 5.8 million streams, but it's still my favourite.
My second favourite is 5% Tint because of the sample at start, which is from a classical song and just sped up a bit. Butterfly Effect is an 8 out of 10, but it's not Sicko Mode. Now, let's hear Desmond's opinion on Astroworld.
What is your favourite song in the album and why?
My favourite song in the album is Can't Say because I like the beat.
Good choice. Would you recommend this song to younger children?
No. It has a lot of cussing and swearing in it, and I don't like cussing and swearing because that scares off the little kids.
Thanks for speaking on the show.
Thanks, Saeed and Harry.
Priya and Morgan are now going to talk about upcoming events.
Hi, this is Priya and Morgan bringing you the upcoming events for this week. Something that our 7-8 class is really looking forward to is coming up on the 22nd of March. We are travelling to Queenscliff for 3 days in coastal countries.
On March 15th, we have an inaugural ball, Industry and Community, to attend BCGS Inaugural Youth Farmer Network Ball on Friday at the Bridgewater Hotel. Training has officially started up for hockey now. The Minkies will be starting on the 19th. The juniors and seniors are already in progress, with the junior training on Wednesday at 4:30 to 5:30, seniors at 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursdays.
Netball's junior training is on Tuesday and Thursday at 4:30 to 5:30. Seniors are at 6:15 to 7:30 on Thursdays.
The Esoteric Festival, held over the Labor Day long weekend, had a massive turnout, with the hot weather not a problem. Thousands of feet dancing to the heavy beat of music provided by globally renowned DJs. Arms were collectively raised to the open sky, intention ascension into the SO-verse. Then a review from our past weeks. We have some wins coming from the Hurricanes. On Friday the 1st of March, Donald Junior Cricket celebrated the end of the season with its grand final match and presentations.
Stay tuned for next week's final episode.
Sounds cool, thanks.
Now Desmond and Eva are going to tell us about cooking.
Hi, this is Desmond and Eva, and here's another recipe for you to make in our home economics class. We made the best cupcakes you will ever eat.
These cupcakes will melt in your mouth. They are the best things in the world. Here's the recipe so you can make them.
This recipe makes 24 cupcakes, has a preparation time of 20 minutes, and a cooking time of 15 minutes. First, for the ingredients, you want to get 125 grams of butter softened, half a cup of caster sugar, 2 eggs beaten, half teaspoon of vanilla essence, 1 1/4 cups of self-raising flour, and 1/3 cup of milk.
The method for this recipe is you have to preheat your oven to 180 degrees Celsius, place paper patty pan cases in a muffin tray, cream butter and sugar until light and fluffy using electric beaters, add egg and vanilla essence and mix well. Add flour and milk alternately about 1/3 at a time, stir gently and thoroughly. Place mixture into paper cases, half filling each one. Bake for 12 to 15 minutes until golden brown. Cool in paper cases for 2 minutes, then place onto cake cooler. Ice with melted butter icing.
If you would like the icing, the recipe for that is melt 1 tablespoon of butter in a glass bowl, add 2 cups of icing sugar and any food coloring or cocoa. Add 2 to 3 teaspoons of hot water and mix thoroughly. Add extra water if needed. And ice the top of each cupcake and decorate with sprinkles or coconut.
Or whatever other ingredients you have lying around. That's all for the cooking session this week. See you next week for more fun recipes like these on the Witchy Rundown.
Thanks for the new recipe.
Luda and Logan are now asking kids at our school about their dream job.
Hello, and welcome to this week's dream job.
This week we are interviewing a variety of students about their dream jobs.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Finbar.
Well, today we are here to ask a few questions. Our first question is, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an AFL player.
That's interesting. Why is that?
Because I like playing sports.
What are you looking forward to most about your job?
I'm looking forward to getting paid.
Thank you. And now we have Chevy.
Hi, Chevy. How are you today?
I'm great, Luda.
May I ask you, what's your dream job?
I want to be a farmer.
That's a really great job. We would really like to know more about your dream job. Why do you want this to be your dream job?
Because I've always lived on a farm.
That's really interesting.
Hi, how are you today, Archie?
Good.
That's great to hear.
What would you like to be when you grow up? What's your dream job?
Police. Police.
That sounds like a pretty cool job. Why do you want to do policing?
Because I want to eat donuts.
Would you say that being a policeman is fun or boring?
Fun.
Why would this be a fun job?
Driving cars and eating donuts.
Well, it was fun interviewing you. We'll see you soon. Thank you for tuning in. This was this week's dream job.
Those are some good job choices.
Helen is now going to interview one of our school leaders.
This is Harlan interviewing students about their leadership positions in the school. The first person we'll be interviewing with will be Saeed, one of the 7-8 class captains. What are some of your responsibilities as class captain?
As class captain, I'm responsible for making sure that all the students in our class get their voice heard.
Do you enjoy being class captain and why?
I do enjoy being class captain. It's fun to make sure that we get to do everything that the students want to do and get their creativity involved in all the activities at school.
What are the SRC meetings like?
So we sit down, we talk about what we have done, see if we can change it when we do it next time. We see what students think about what we've done so far and things to make the school better.
Do you enjoy the SRC meetings and why?
I enjoy the SRC meetings because we get to make fun things to do in school. We get to make the little kids more happier and we just get to do a lot of fun activities.
This was Harlan interviewing Saeed about his position in the school's leadership system.
Thanks, Harlan and Saeed.
Lastly, we have Saeed and Harry with their album review for the week.
Welcome to the music segment with Saeed and Harry.
Alright, let's dive into Don Toliver's new single, Bandit. What are your first thoughts?
Don Toliver never disappoints. Bandit has a really cool sample from Tame Impala at the start.
Absolutely, that beat hits you right from the start like a burst of energy. Toliver's voice is smooth as ever, it just carries you through the song.
It's just a really good new song.
I couldn't agree more.
Definitely, Bandit is a banger.
For sure. It builds up gradually, keeping you hooked to the end.
Absolutely. Can't forget about the hooks. They're so catchy. Toliver knows how to craft a memorable melody.
Totally. It shows his talent as an artist.
We might have to finish up now, so thanks for joining us.
What a good taste in music. Thank you to all the Year 7 and 8s for making the podcast and to you, the listeners, this week. Make sure to tune in next week when the Game of Gods are back.